Greetings. Salutations. Carla, I'm ready when you are. Carla, I'm ready when you are.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready.
You're ready. Very good. All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Portland City Hall. This is the evening session of the Portland City Council. And today is May 10th, 2018. So we've got a couple of things on our agenda. First of all, we are convening as the Prosper Portland Budget Committee. When we're done with that, then we'll move on to public testimony for the budget overall. But we have a legal requirement to do the Prosper Portland piece first. It shouldn't take us more, I would guess, than 15-ish, 20 minutes max. When we complete that, I want to just give a brief overview of what is in the final proposed budget. It has changed. We took public testimony for a couple of evenings. I recognize many of you were there, so there have been some changes. I've had the chance to talk to my colleagues on the City Council, and collectively we've worked on a few modifications. I want to share some of those with you, and then we'll just jump right into public testimony. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Andrew Scott. Where is Andrew? Sorry? I just need him to read the code of conduct. In the absence of Andrew, I'll just summarize the code of conduct. People who come to testify at the microphones will have differences of opinion with you. Everybody gets equal access to the microphones. Let's everybody treat everybody with respect, whether you agree or whether you disagree. We don't shout, we don't yell, we don't clap. Thumbs up if you love what you're hearing. Thumbs down if you don't like what you're hearing. That suffices. We can see that. If you are a lobbyist, we need to know that under council rules. If you disrupt people's testimony, aside from being kind of mean because you're robbing them of their opportunity to have a voice, if you interrupt, you will be asked to stop. And if you don't stop, you will be asked to leave. And if you're asked to leave and you don't leave, then under rare circumstances, we have to have you arrested for trespassing. We don't like doing that. So let's all just be respectful of everybody and let's make this worth everybody's while. We've had some really good hearings in here over the last couple of weeks and out in the community, and let's continue that. So without further ado, we are now convened as the Prosper Portland Budget Committee. Carla, could you please call the roll for the Prosper Portland Budget Committee?
Fish, Saltzman, Udaly,
here.
Fritz,
here.
Wheeler,
here. And at this point, we'll turn it over to the Prosper Portland staff.
Okay. We're just calling the roll and testimony. Looks like we're just doing the roll and then testimony. Oh, did you want
to? Oh, you just want to go right to the testimony on Prosper Portland. Very good. Call. How many people do we have signed up?
I show four people. Lori
Great.
Boysen, Janet Labor, and we'll go with Glacia Parath. Sorry.
Very good. 2 minutes each. Name for the record, please. We don't need to know anybody's address. Just name for the record. Thank you.
My name is Lori Boysen. I provide business outreach for the Transit Project for Epano and the Business Outreach Program at PSU. I want to thank Council for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. I'm here to ask you to reconsider Prosper Portland's $350,000 Division Street Business and Community Outreach Support Budget Item Number ZD02. This budget item is part of the fulfillment of the Memorandum of Understanding for the Division Transit Project's Locally Preferred Alternative, which was ratified by City Council in 2016 and signed by three City of Portland bureaus in May 2017. Budget item ZD02 directly addresses the economic development and business mitigation portion of the MOU and provides for business and community outreach, business technical assistance, as well as a small business mitigation loan fund. Recent activities lead me to wonder if this small budget item was overlooked. The city's budget fully funds PBOT's Outer Division Safety Project construction costs And more recently, you allocated $6 million in SDC funds to fill TriMet's construction budget gap on the transit project. Yet the human element of business and community outreach, business technical assistance, and a loan fund is missing. We know East Portland has a diverse population. I'm here to tell you the business environment is equally as diverse. In the past 4 months, I've connected with 182 independent businesses east of 205, and 40% of those business owners use English as a second language. This proves these business owners serve the diverse community who lives there. Budget item ZD02 supports these businesses and serves to preserve the fabric of this diverse community. If the city can find $6 million to fund TriMet's construction costs, it should be able to find a few a few hundred thousand dollars for the community development aspect of this project. Community groups negotiated with you on the MOU in good faith. Please honor that agreement. Benjamin Franklin wisely said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Please provide that ounce of prevention and fund this project.
Thank you for your testimony.
How much is it?
It's $350,000.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for this opportunity. My name is Glaucia Martin Porath. I am an immigrant and also work as a business advisor for the Business Outreach Program at PSU, and have had the honor to serve the Business East Portland community, supporting them to prepare to mitigate the impact that construction will have into their businesses as PBOT and TriMet begin the safety and transit project in East Portland. As my colleague Franapano said, I'm here to ask you to reconsider Prosper Portland's 350,000 Division Street Business Community Outreach Support Budget Item ZD02. Immigrant, refugees, and other underrepresented families clustered in the outer division area to form their community, a home away from home. There they invested not only money, but all of their resources. They only survived the transition to this country and strongly contribute to Portland's thriving economy because they built businesses that support their culture, and losing their businesses will affect the entire community and not only them individually. These businesses pass on from generations to generations, and without support to keep their businesses thriving and open, generations will be impacted. Impact their businesses, directly impacting and disrupting their thriving culture in Portland. The city is showing support by funding the TriMet and PBOT projects. Excluding the ZDO2 package would be a disservice for this community. The last several transit projects always had the fund to support the businesses to mitigate the impact of construction. And why is this any different? It only represents 2% of the amount you already invested. Do you want to be responsible for the closure of these businesses and the breakdown of their communities? Where are they going to go next? Please reconsider. Please fund the budget item ZDO2. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Janet Labar. I'm the President and CEO of Greater Portland, Inc. I am here this evening as a member of the Council of Economic Advisors, or CEA, a group that Mayor Wheeler has convened since last year. As business education and community leaders, we've been working earnestly with the city through Prosper Portland and Work Systems, Inc. to understand, debate, and recommend strategies and programs to both maximize the opportunities associated with economic growth and ensure more access and inclusion to these opportunities for underrepresented populations. The CEA's work aligns well with Greater Portland 2020, the regional economic development plan that GPI convenes that aims to put the Portland-Vancouver Metro on a path to achieving economic prosperity for all. In February, the CEA, in partnership with Prosper Portland and Work Systems, Inc., recommended $900,000 in funding to support the following three areas. First, economic growth and equitable job creation. Second, access to capital for women and minorities. And third, youth workforce development training. I'm pleased that funding in the mayor's budget has been identified to support specific programs in these three areas, specifically the Small Business Growth Program, Small Business Technical Assistance, and the expansion of Mercatus and My People's Market. I am most excited about the Traded Sector Inclusive Business Growth Program that will establish an innovation fund for grants to small businesses to support equity in hiring practices through public benefit agreements. Additionally, this program will fund internships for underserved youth. These are important and critical programs, but cannot be implemented on the shoulders of government alone. The CEA identified the need for support, participation, and leadership from the private sector, and I know that Mayor Wheeler made this call to action in his State of the City remarks. My professional mantra is economic development is a team sport, and public-private partnerships are a proven approach. I respectfully request your consideration to fund these programs in the mayor's budget as they relate to the CEA proposal. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. We appreciate it. Was there one more, Carla?
Yes, the last person is Jenny Glass.
Pretty sure I saw Jenny earlier today.
Yeah, she was outside.
We have some folks upstairs. And do we have any of the overflow rooms open tonight? So it might take her just a minute.
Need pages.
I know.
Like a restaurant.
There you are.
I couldn't get in.
Oh, no worries.
Good evening, commissioners, mayor, and commissioners. My name's Jenny Glass. I'm the executive director at the Rosewood Initiative. The Rosewood neighborhood in East Portland has been under-resourced for too long, and we're grateful to you all for the investments that you are making and the progress that we're making towards equity. One of the ways that you're supporting equity is through Prosper Portland's budget for the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. This program doesn't get enough credit for the impact that it's making in Rosewood and in other struggling communities across the city. It's provided us with operational funding to grow into a strong organization that's serving the Rosewood community in so many ways. Our work and our impact is realized because we have solid, ongoing support from the city through Prosper Portland, as well as Portland Parks. I'm here today to ask you for support of two ad packages put forth by Prosper Portland to increase staff funding for each MPI and to add workforce navigators in Rosewood and St. John's. The investments will have a huge return in our communities and in the city. We need workforce navigator positions in Rosewood and St. John's. This model has proven effective in Cully, 42nd, Jade, and Division Midway, and it's time to expand this service to the entire MPI network. The Rosewood neighborhood has nearly twice the unemployment rate as the city average, and we need dedicated specialists to help neighbors find and keep jobs. We can't do this without a workforce navigator. I know that you're all deeply concerned with equity and about the housing crisis in Portland. And I know that you're committed to solving these problems. The housing crisis is a symptom of economic system failure. Rosewood neighbors need assistance finding and maintaining employment so that they can maintain their housing and we can have safe, prosperous communities in East Portland. I can share with you story after story of families in Rosewood that have lost their housing because of their inability to pay rent. Supporting workforce navigation and community economic development is a strategy to impact the stability of the city in an upstream way. Rosewood's not experiencing the benefit of the economic boom in the city of Portland, and it's time that you all, our electeds, step in and invest in the most vulnerable communities in Portland. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your continued commitment to equity in Rosewood and in East Portland through the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. Thanks.
Jenny, do you have a number and an of the ask, and also how much is it?
Yes, I have one of the numbers, and I was really quick trying to get the other number, which I don't have. So for workforce navigators, it's $250,000, and for the MPI additional staff package, I believe is someone from Prosper Portland here. I can't remember how much it is.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
And does that conclude testimony then for
That's
Prosper
That's all who signed
Portland?
Up. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So the Budget Committee of Prosper Portland is therefore continued to Wednesday, May 16th at 3 p.m. in Council Chambers to take action to approve the Prosper Portland budget. So we are now done with Prosper Portland. We are now...